You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, Greenpeace released a statement detailing how fertiliser companies are responsible for nitrate-contaminated water, which has caused people to die from bowel cancer. Studies have shown that in New Zealand, there are up to 100 cases of bowel cancer a year, with 40 deaths. The organisation has called for the government to phase out synthetic fertilisers, which contain nitrogen, due to how it's impacting our waterways, as well as the general environment. Joe speaks to Steve Abel, the senior campaign manager for Greenpeace, on the issue of water contamination and how it affects efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
Could you give a bit of background into this issue? What impact do fertilizer companies have when it comes to things like the environment and water contamination?
So look, the fertilizer industry is one of the world's biggest greenhouse gas emitters. It drives a form of intensive industrial farming that is highly unsustainable. And in Aotearoa, we've had this huge increase in the use of fertilizer over the course of the last 30 years, 662% increase. In fact, we were on the biggest single increase of any OECD country in that period of time. And most of it is used by the dairy industry. 67% of the fertilizer, synthetic nitrogen fertilizer in New Zealand, is used by the dairy industry. And in that same period of time, the last 30 years, we've seen a near doubling of the dairy herd, an 82% increase in the dairy herd. And with that has come a big increase in pollution going into our rivers, into the climate. And one of the pollutants is nitrogen, a major pollutant that causes blooms in rivers, turns rivers toxic. But also, as nitrogen goes into the ground, it turns into nitrate. And that nitrate leaches down into groundwater supplies and contaminates people's drinking water. Over 50% of New Zealanders depend on groundwater for their drinking water supply. And a lot of those are rural people who are on bores as their drinking water supply. And what we've seen is an increase in the nitrate contamination of drinking water. Now, nitrate has been linked by the International Agency on Cancer Research to cancer. And the emerging science is showing there's a clear link to bowel cancer. And here, just a few days ago, New Zealand researchers published a study that suggested there was a figure that could be put on the number of people dying from bowel cancer in New Zealand as a result of nitrate in their drinking water. And that figure is 40 per year, 100 people per year are getting bowel cancer from nitrate in drinking water, and 40 per year are dying. And there's a concentration of the communities that are at risk from that in rural areas. About 800,000 New Zealanders are particularly at risk from it, and they tend to be people on unregistered private bore supplies in rural New Zealand.
Water contamination has long been an issue within New Zealand. In fact, reports that date back to early 2019 say waterways in Auckland are some of the most polluted, with many rivers and lakes being graded as poor as far as swimming goes. What are your thoughts on this?
Yes, so the really important thing to understand is while urban waterways may be the most polluted, they are a tiny percentage of the national waterway system, if you like. So fewer than 1% of our total river length exists in cities. 99% of the river length in Aotearoa exists in outside of cities and provincial areas and rural areas. And the overwhelming cause of pollution of most of our river systems is intensive agriculture, and particularly dairy farming. And here the fertilizer companies have a culpable, essentially, for keeping that agricultural system hooked on a dependency in synthetic nitrogen fertilizer, which makes the grass grow, cows eat the grass. Most of the nitrogen they ingest gets urinated out onto the ground in these nitrate-rich urine circles that seep down into the ground and contaminate bore water, and are now giving people bowel cancer. And in that regard, we're saying these fertilizer companies are culpable for making people sick. And need to phase out that synthetic nitrogen fertilizer. We need to move to forms of farming that are regenerative and organic and get farmers off that dependency on that chemical input. That will require a lowering of dairy stocking rates, but we know we need to do that anyway for a whole lot of other reasons, for the good of the climate and for the good of our own health.
Do you think that water contamination from fertilizer companies and the role it plays in emitting greenhouse gases should be a major discussion point when we talk about cutting emissions?
Absolutely. And the thing is that there are a relatively small number of very large companies who are responsible for most of the world's greenhouse gas emissions. And we often focus on the fossil fuel industry, which is appropriate, you know, oil, gas and coal. That's the cause of carbon dioxide pollution, which is a major important greenhouse gas that we have to stop emitting. But another major important gas we need to deal with, according to the International Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, is methane. Methane is an 80 times more potent greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide over a 100-year period. And we need to reduce the climate forcing and heating power of methane significantly. So we need to be halving our methane emissions over the coming decade, basically. And that means lowering our stocking rates, because a major source of methane gas is, of course, livestock, ruminant livestock, so dairying in New Zealand, but also sheep as well. And those companies like Fonterra and like Ravensdown and Balance, the fertilizer companies, they have a huge emissions profile. And those are the companies that we should be putting the pressure on and saying, those are the companies that need to change the way they are doing their business so that it's not destroying the planet, not driving extreme climate change.
What do you think is our best step forward in terms of combating an issue like this and really honing down on cutting emissions?
Yeah, look, the thing I understand is some incredibly inspiring work being done right now in Aotearoa, and there are a number of farmers who are farming without synthetic nitrogen fertilizer. The organic industry has done it for many decades that way, and that's the way we farmed up until the 1980s. There was very little synthetic nitrogen fertilizer used. Nitrogen fixing was done through white clover. So we know we can farm profitably and sustainably without the use of synthetic nitrogen fertilizer. And in fact, a big chunk of the expenses of your average New Zealand farmer go to those input providers, those fertilizer companies. There's a big part of their expenses each year. So you cut that synthetic fertilizer out, you might lower the size of your herd, but also you've lowered the input costs. And so your relative value of your production can be higher. You can have higher farm gate profits without synthetic nitrogen fertilizer. So it's not sort of a pie in the sky. It's actually a very practical measure for us to phase that chemical out of our agricultural production system altogether. And moreover, it's the sort of thing we have to do if we're going to have a livable planet, because we can't. We've exceeded the nitrogen balance at a global scale. We have to get rid of this chemical out of our system, just like we have to get rid of oil, gas, and coal as our source of energy. We have to power our society with wind, rain, and sunshine, and we have to do our farming in a way that doesn't destroy the viability of life on Earth.
That was Steve Abel, the Senior Campaign Manager for Greenpeace, speaking to Joe about the issue of fertilisers and water contamination in Aotearoa. Greenpeace has also done its part to combat the issue by offering free mail-in nitrate testing to anyone who wishes to check and see if their drinking water is consumable. Steve says that those living in rural areas should look to get their water tested.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.